All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, you know, I was talking about, you know, giving my opinion on the signing of Aaron Rodgers. And Sam, you had a text you wanted to read.
Yeah, we have a text in from Martin from Verona, and he just said, good morning. He would like to point out that Rodgers lied about being vaxxed earlier last season. Many diehard Packer fans that he knew wished that he had moved on. In his opinion, he's an overrated drama queen with one championship in several years.
Well, you know, I can't say he's overrated. You know, I'm not going to. He is, without question, the best quarterback in football. He, and arguably, maybe the greatest quarterback ever in the history of the game. So I won't take that away from him. His personality and who he is altogether a different story. And people got to find that out this past year. He was a guy who threw all of that away because his ego got in the way, and he deserves the scorn that he's gotten here lately. So thank you very much for that text, man. Keep on listening and tell somebody in Verona about us. All right, so let me change subjects. Man, the prices, inflation, you know, I remember, I'm at that point in life where I'm talking about I remember. But I remember in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, a time when inflation, the interest rates, you just try to fathom this. And I know there's some other folk in the audience who remember. I know I'm not the only geezer. But I remember when interest rates, and try to wrap your mind around this, Sam. Interest rates were 22% in this country. 22%. What are the interest rates now? I don't know, 2%, 3%. They were 22%. And it caused havoc in this country. It paralyzed this country. I didn't ever think we'd see that again. But we're approaching that time. Maybe not the interest rates, but the inflation and what it's doing. I went to the store the other day, and I couldn't believe what I saw. From time to time, I'll eat some bacon. Rare, but I get a taste for some bacon. I want some bacon, right? And I looked. It was $20. $20. I think it was a pound and a half of bacon, $20. $20 for bacon. Look, I'm hearing Republicans and they're blaming Joe Biden, and it's easy to say Joe Biden created this, he did this, or that would be a lie. Anybody who's so twisted and jaded that they think that $20 pack of bacon, which was normally be $6.99, maybe $7.99, has now jumped to $20. That happened because of one man, because Donald Trump was no longer the president and Joe Biden was. Because Republicans weren't in control, but Democrats were. You're an idiot. If you think that that's the way this works, it's a waste of time even talking to you. Because it's not just the bacon. It's I don't care if you want to go and buy a used minivan. You know, the price of that has almost doubled. You know, a one-bedroom apartment. You know, outlandish.
Yeah, my lease is coming up, and it's really, really painful trying to look for an apartment for my boyfriend and I both that is not a shoebox that costs thousands of dollars a month.
So how much did yours increase in the last year?
It went up about 200. So that's not too bad, but we're looking for a little bit of a bigger place. So it's a bit of a price adjustment that we're not quite ready for.
Well, $200 is a lot for people who are not financially stable in a society where everything else is going up. You know, chicken wings. You may say, why are chicken wings, the price of them going through the roof? A single steak, loaf of bread, a haircut, milk. You ever hear ramen noodles? Even the little cheap bag of ramen noodles that you used to be able to go to the store to get just to fill your belly has gone up. Butter, you know, lumber, frozen vegetables, water. If you have an animal, cat litter. If you have a dog, for heaven's sakes, dog feed. My son has a pit bull, and he's a monster. He's one of, people may say, Earl, a pit bull. Well, you know, I'm not going to say he's a really sweet dog with those he knows. So you have to keep him away from people who don't know him, but just saying, he eats like a horse. Horse feet, shampoo, a can of tuna, dry cereal, everything, gasoline, heating oil. These are everyday things that people need. You know, the prices are going through the roof and no end in sight. A lot of these things, the prices have gone up because of the supply chain problems. Yet it's still here. You know, it was big. People talked about the supply chain before Christmas. Oh, they're not going to be able to have the toys, and we're not going to be able to get the Christmas gifts. And, oh, my God, Christmas is going to be destroyed. Joe Biden and the Democrats messed up our Christmas. Oh, we're not going to be able to buy the things that we want. Well, guess what? Those things are in the stores. And so dodge that bullet. But this bullet you won't dodge, and we won't dodge. And those of us who've been around here a little while, we understand. We're headed for a long, tough way. This doesn't spring back overnight. These prices aren't going to jump back overnight. It will take time. There's going to be a lot of pain. And people are going to struggle. And there is no Build Back Better plan. Thanks to Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema and the Republicans, there's no Build Back Better plan. There are no... What was that? What was that, Sam, where they gave people money? What was it called? I forgot that quick. Where all of us got checks over the last year or so, year, 2 years, about a year or so ago, where everybody got $1,400 stimulus.
Stimulus, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, there will be no additional stimulus checks. Not this time. And you add the fact that the war is going on, and it is going to continue, and the suffering is going to happen in this country with the American people. I filled my tank up the other day. It was $60. $60. Now, I don't have an Escalade, Cadillac Escalade, where it costs $110 to fill up the tank. You know, you see people driving a big, fancy, you know, elongated vehicles. And yeah, it costs $100 to fill them up. You know, I remember when these interest rates and other things were happening, you know, back in the 1970s and 80s, the answer by the auto manufacturers were downsize our vehicles. And so they did away with the big cars and the big trucks. I'm telling you, that's the value of having some mileage on you. You can remember those things. And so I remember those things. And so they downsized the vehicles to deal with the high prices of gas. So you didn't have a vehicle that had 100 gallons. I mean, it cost $100 to fill a tank. Here's the other side of all of this. The gasoline prices are going to impact and affect all of these things that I'm talking about right now, because the number one mode of moving product across this nation is not airplanes, it's not trains, it's trucks. And trucks run on fuel. And those prices are going to continue to go up. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us. Tune into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.